On page 522, they review Mordred's parentage, again, setting this material right. And if you haven't read this well, and again, this gets back, not to make an analogy to the Harry Potter books, but since I just read them all fairly recently, if you read them all in one sitting, you're thinking, I just read this, but it was two books ago. The idea you're going to forget material, and so since there was a time lapse between these coming out, but then they were put together, he's repeating some of this, lest you forgot, because it's important with what happens. And so if you need reminding, if you need remembering, read bottom of page 522 through the end of that chapter on 523, and it regurgitates a lot of material that we've had. One of the things, though, we also get comments here when we look at Mordred. Mordred, because of the influence of his mother, is kind of a person out of space and out of time. He doesn't really fit. He doesn't fit in Arthur's civilization. He's part of another world, and so what he brings while living in England is not what everybody else is used to or their perception of things. We have the other three brothers showing up, and we have this division. Mordred starts in, and Gawain doesn't want to have anything to do with this. And so we see Gawain in a more noble light. His position has been really, you know, to a large extent supplanted by Lancelot and Lancelot's power and grandeur.